The African rhinoceros is an endangered species. One kind, the northern white rhino, is very close to extinction. After the recent death of a female, only 4 northern white rhinos are still alive. Now scientists are trying to find a way to save them and increase their numbers. The biggest threat to rhinos are poachers who kill them for their horns. Some people in Vietnam and China believe that pills made of ground rhino horn can cure diseases and disorders, although no scientific evidence proves this. Since 2008, poachers in South Africa have killed almost 3,000 rhinos. The International Union for Conservation of Nature warns that they may become extinct before 2026. The northern white rhinoceros, which is actually gray, is extinct in the wild. The 4 remaining rhinos left are held in captivity, 3 females and 1 male called Sudan. Zachariah Mutahi takes care of the male rhino.
If we lost him, it will be a very big loss for the endangered species.
The Old Pujeta Conservancy is a wildlife sanctuary in Kenya. The northern white rhinos live there. With so few northern white rhinos remaining, attempts were made for a southern male rhino to mate with the female rhinos in the hope of producing babies. Scientists believed this would at least preserve some of the northern white rhino genes, but this was not successful. Scientists now are trying to fertilize northern white rhino eggs in a laboratory and implant them in southern white rhino females. Richard Vine is head of the Old Pujeta Conservancy.
The initial approach will be to look at in vitro fertilization, removal of eggs from females, three remaining females, and mixing those eggs with sperm, which is stored from northern white rhinos across the world, to create an embryo which would then be implanted into a surrogate white rhino female to create a purebred northern white rhino calf.
While scientists are trying to get the white rhinos to produce offspring, others are trying to take away the reason that poachers hunt the animals. 2 U.S.-based scientists say they are using the latest biotechnology techniques to create artificial rhino horn. The substance not only looks and feels like the real thing, it also contains the same proteins. Matthew Marcus is head of Pembient, a biotech company.
We're not bioidentical yet, though that's the goal.
Matthew Marcus hopes that poachers will find it less costly and safer to resell the lab-grown horns to their Asian buyers. The lab-grown horns will look real. No matter how they test the substance, people will not be able to see the difference. Researchers say flooding the market with artificial horns may keep the real animals with the real horns safe from poachers. I'm Marcia James.